At the end of the first Maamar Kriyat Machshava, there are a number of stories about how the Machshava of a person, particularly the Machshavas of Tzaddikim, changes the Metzius of the world, changes the relationship that one has with the world. And I decided that I'd rather move ahead to the next Maamar. We don't have to read the stories together, as important as they are. That's something that is not the ikur of what we're seeking right now. The Maasim are nice, but we have to move forward and to connect the first chelik of the Maamar Kriyat Machshava with the second chelik. So let me just, well, I remember next Monday night we have a tremendous chus. And I apologize to the tzadkonius here, this Ramatel Zilber will be coming, so he's not going to, the women are not going to be part of the shiur next week, and then the following week the author is coming, the mechaber is coming. How many times you get the mechaber to come in? It would be nice. Imagine Moshe Rabbeinu would walk in and chumash. So you have the mechaber. So Rav Kluge is going to be here in 2 weeks. That the women are of course he spoke to the women in the past and they're invited. That's going to be in Lashon HaKodesh, and very, those who have been here know it's very clear and easy Lashon HaKodesh. That's going to be in 2 weeks. But it's a schus that the Gaboyim contacted us, that those tzaddikim are going to be coming over next Monday night. Rav Zilber is going to be giving a maimer on the inyan of what chassidus is. What is chassidus? It's very, very kedai. If you don't have in yeshiva, chaverim of yours, that they should come. Model, those who have been in the past know it's kedai just to be near tzaddik like that. But he says things also in a very clear way. And he wanted for a while already to come back here and to speak about the inyan of what's chassidus. What's chassidus? What is it? 8 o'clock. It's Hashem. Yeah, 8 o'clock. I told him to say that. I told him in Bar Park to say it's 7:15. So not because they didn't try to work that out. It's a little bit different. It's only a couple miles on the highway, but it's different. It's modern. Time difference. Yeah. Page 89. This is such a big yesaidis in chassidus and avodas Hashem. My mezze pesach binyin echad amoik l'machshava v'kilayin le'inayin. Going to begin with something which is very, very deep. Vat at shlav ach shlav, and slowly, step by step. Nisrachi v'bob bez Hashem v'dehemshach yisodi v'nagel l'chai ha'nefesh. We're going to see slowly. Once we begin to understand what's going on, and we'll connect it back to the first maimer, that this is a tremendous yisod. It's nogea to the chayi hanefesh, to the very life of our souls, of our existence. Nechilu lakel unachal aponav davin to Hashem neshalim enam adaloshen. I should have the right words. Lahavi dvarim yikarim keshulchan arach lemavakshe aponav, to be able to present this to those who are seeking Hashem. Nitem iniskaf on the lutaim pirurim meis hashulchan and halavai. He says that I should myself be zeichet to taste some of the crumbs from this table of the tzaddikim. So let's begin. Kol devar geshem. Every physical thing. Kol devar geshem. Every physical thing. Yesh le'erech v'reichav v'ayvi, has length and width, and it has volume, a thickness. Hamamalim cholol mesuyim ba'olam, that take up a certain space of the world. Everything that's gashmi, every physical thing, takes up a space, even the tiniest little atomic particle, it takes up that space of Hashem Yisbarach's world. Cholol ze nikra makam. This space, of course, is called makam, place. Ein lecha davar she'ein lo makom. Every davar, everything that exists, fills a makom, a space. V'uha mechil b'seichayas adama. And that space contains that piece of gashmis, whatever it is, however big it is, however small it is. Hamakim yesh l'yimin esmol. Makim, physical space, of course, has a right side and a left side, ma'al or mata, above and below. And the chokhmas in geometry and trigonometry and so on, chokhmas that are rooted in Tanakh and in Chazal, that describe to us how things take up space. Ein efsharus shemokam asuyim zeh yochil davenoisav. It's not possible that that exact space should be able to contain something additional. Bal erech reichav va'ayvi, that has the same dimensions. Ki kvar kayim v'yidava hamamalav. Because that mokim is already taken. It's filled. That mokim is filled. K'may chayin, ein efsharus shedvar geshem hamotzuri v'mokim asuyi emotzi ba'isar eis gam ha'mokim la'isar. It also can be that something which exists in this mokim should simultaneously be in another mokim. That can't be. Can't be that at the same time it should be somewhere else. Mugbal hu l'mekaymai bilvad. It's mugbal. It is limited to being in that mokim. That's aleph. Beis shel adam, the home of a person, mekaymai, his place. Haynu shabayis mechilas adam es asher lo. And that house contains the person and whatever belongings he has, his family and other belongings and so on. V'kevin shaha'ilam ha'gashmi, mechil domim mevitzaymchem, since the physical world consists of inanimate objects, such as rocks and so on, and earth, mevitzaymchem and plants, balechayim, animals, medavim and human beings, mayim v'shamayim, water and so on, heaven, meaning air. Okay, in l'chol davar yesh es ha'mokim ha'musim ha'mechilay. If every single thing that exists has its home, has its mokim, that contains it. Her lo yitachin mokim echad shiyochil hein es ha'mayim v'hein es ha'yabosha. Therefore, it can't be one place that contains simultaneously the land and the ocean. It's either the ocean or it's the land. It doesn't have. It's not ocean and land together. Therefore, the ocean needs its makom, and the yabasha needs its makom. That's how Hashem Zohar created the world. And that's exactly why, in the physical world, there's a distance between things and places and people and so on. Each thing, each person fills its makom. And because of that, it creates a space. It carves out a space. And the other person or thing is in its space, in a different space. Therefore, there's a distance between point A and point B. Mokim pliny matsui kan. This mokim is here. Umokim achem matsui sham. And that mokim is there. V'ha'alichem ikan l'sham nimsheches apnei zman musuyim. And it takes a certain amount of time to go from here to there. Lumazais. All of that, of course, is only in Gashmias. All of that is only in the Olam HaGashmi. However, when it comes to Ruchnias, Lumazais, Dover Ruchni, something which is Ruchni, spiritual, Ein Lo Erech V'Reich V'Aivi, doesn't have length or width, doesn't have any volume that it takes up. V'Al Kein, Ein Mugbal U'Mugdal U'Makam HaMechila, therefore it is not limited to a particular place that contains it. Derech Moshe, for instance, Tchunas Nefesh, a certain quality of the soul, Tchunas Nefesh, Mida Mesuyamas, Amida, K'mayinava, such as humility. Ein l'chamokim ba'olam she'hincha yochalayim ki'sham hi hanava. There's no place you can go in the world and say that that's you know, another land. There's no place where you could find another. You could find people who have this quality, but there's not. But the quality itself doesn't take up place. People who are like that take up space, but there's nothing in the world where you can go with this another. Therefore it's not limited to being in one place as opposed to another place. It's a davar ruchni. It doesn't take up any space. Okay. Ein bot stodim v'goyve, therefore it doesn't have a right, a left, up and down. Leimra, shel yimin ha'anova kayemes habusha. Then on the right side of Anova, there's busha, that's feeling of busha, of shame, of shyness. Ulamaila, hemana shechenes ayira, and above Anova, humility, there's yira, there's fear. K'marichen, ein musag shel onav, so too, there's no such thing as a musag of onav. Hamolei kulei be'anova, you can't say that this person is so filled with another. I believe chaylus la'achil believe b'gamid in the surface that there's no room for another midah. I told you many times over the years that when I was in yeshiva, there was a guy that he was walking around the whole elul. He didn't put down for a minute the chavetz chaim. The whole time he was walking with shmiz aloshin, and you couldn't talk in front of the guy. If you said something about the weather, he said, "Why are you saying bad thing about the weather in Yerushalayim?" Like every you know, he's one of these guys like. It was with the Shmiz Aloshin. And okay, went through like that Elul after Yom Tov Masukas, who was sitting at breakfast, and he opens up, he starts to talk about one of the Rebbeim in the Yeshiva. But it wasn't like a vak, it was a fleshig Lashon Hara. It was a real serious Lashon Hara about it, a Talmud Chacham. So we all just, you know, everybody just took a look at the guy, like, what's going on? So he said that. He said that no, Shmir Salashim was for Elul. Now it's very, he's working on Kaz now. It's different midah. He's working. He's finished already. Shmir Salashim. Of course, he smiled. He said, "Yeah, I know. It's pretty bad." You know. Don't just think that there's no room for that. There's no room for another midah. Like it has to push aside some and the Shmir Salashim comes leaking out because you pushed inside something else, Kaz. So now, there's no room for Shmir and Kaz and Shmir's Haloshin. There's no such thing. It doesn't take up space. Even though Anova is real, humility is something which is real, it's very tangible. When you're in the presence of an anav, you feel that. It's something which is not imagined, it's not imagination, it's real. It exists. It's not a shaila that it exists, anava. Vefshalochish oisa ba'alil ulisnaigba, you could feel it very clearly, and you could choose to behave that way. Ach meheyoisi ruchanis, but since it's ruchnis dik, ein sheyachas debchinis makam ulvilaisa, it's not shaykh. The whole Indian of makam, of space, of a place. And I mean, maybe it's not mugbal, it's not limited or restricted. It doesn't take up any place that it should create a gvul. It could be, and therefore it could be here, it could be there. There's no place anava. So this is all very, very pashut. It's all very obvious. We have to go one step at a time. Days. Omnam, however, Efshel Eschabim Machshavu Bahargosha Al Hadovar Ruchni, it's possible for the mind of a person, it's possible through one's mind and connecting to one's heart, V'yadata Hayom V'ashevoyse El Ravacha, that when the mind and the emotions become integrated together, it's possible. That even he says, "Efshel eschabe machshav ba'agosh al dover haruchni, ad ki nasa muchash ba'alil, pemokim esuyim b'guf." it's possible to connect so deeply with one's thoughts and one's emotions to something that's ruchnius, ad kedei kach, to the point that you can mamish sense it in a certain part of the body. Kegoyin shebishas simcha murgeshes hisrachus aleif. At the time of a simcha, be'emes, a deep simcha, one feels a hisrachus aleif, the expansion of the heart. The neshama in my moich, in my mind, in my thoughts. But of course, it doesn't mean that the simcha, or that the neshama became limited to a certain place that's called Ruvain's heart, Shimon's brain. That's not possible. It's ruchnius. It doesn't have borders. It doesn't have gvulim. But you feel in such a powerful way. And it has an effect upon you physically. There's no question. Rabbi Nachman Suskind talks about how you see that a person sitting in one place, it could be cold like tonight, but if you start to get nervous about something, or if the thoughts begin to race, you're sitting still, you haven't budged. You begin to perspire. Which is a very odd thing. You haven't moved. You're sitting in one place. The only thing that's moving are your machshavas and your hargashas. Your mind is racing, your heart is racing, and you begin to feel that you're getting verschwitzt. But you didn't move at all. The neshama, the moichim, the hargashas are active, and the person feels physically. And you know, a person gets nervous, and the heart does. It has a tremendous effect upon a person. And you can feel it as something that has a metzias, ki'ilu, it takes up a place, as if it's taking up a place right now in this body of whatever the guy's name is, Reuven ben Yaakov. It takes up this place, and it's something which is in a metzias, in a physical metzias. But of course, it's not mugbal. So the question is, with these feelings, what happens when you're no longer nervous? Let's say you were nervous about something, you thought, oh, I forgot I had to be someplace at 10 o'clock, I forgot. And you start to think about it, and what am I going to do? And you start to get all verschwitzt, and then you look into your little book and it says, oh, tomorrow I had to be 10 o'clock. Oh, so then in 1 second, you're not sweating anymore, right? You're fine. The heart is not beating anymore. It's fine. So as far as how you feel, whatever existed no longer exists. It's done. It was while I was nervous, but now it's gone. Mashmoz hadvarim shahalei v'hamarich mekablam b'yoyser es ha'ar. The way we experience this is that the heart and the mind, of course, more than any of the parts of the body, the heart and the mind receive in a more sensitive way, in a much more powerful way, ha'ara, some illumination, some message, ad ki choshem ba'mamish, to the point that you mamish feel it, that you mamish feel it. There are many, many stories like this. And people have been through and know, especially those who have strong sensitivity in these inyonim, that it's experienced mamish as something that's in this world. But then afterwards, la'achar hasochas hadas, so then, okay, you're not thinking about it anymore. Either it turns out that it's okay because I don't have any appointment today, it's tomorrow. It's time. You were thinking about it, and then you mesiach das. You went on to something else. So you mesiach das, you stop thinking about this thing. Hashem is not kim min achibu hazeh. So now you unplug that machshava, right? You cut the wire. You finish with that machshava. You finish with that thought. You finish with that emotion. So the sense that that we get when that happens is that it doesn't exist. It's gone. The truth is that the Etzem HaRuchni, now we're going to be learning a lot about this now. This is just the introduction. The truth is that the Etzem HaRuchni, that Ruchni is Dike Metzias. Etzem HaRuchni hasn't changed. The only thing that's changed is you're being plugged into it. A minute ago you were plugged into this thing that's called anxiety, and that had a certain effect upon you. Now you took out the plug from anxiety. So, as far as we're concerned, that Etzem HaRuchni, that Ruchni is like a thing that's called anxiety, has disappeared. It doesn't exist. But we know from Pnimius HaTayr, and even from this world, as time moves on, and science is drawing closer and closer and closer to the reality of Hashem Echad, that the truth is that the Etzem HaRuchni exists. It's just that you're not mechubet to it. You yourself are unplugged. But the Etzem HaRuchni is there. It's not in a place. For that time you plugged into something that's called anxiety. And now that the inyan of that machshava that you were worried about is past, because it's not shaykh, it's alright, everything's okay. So then you separate yourself, you pull away from that machshava, from that heritage. I mean, Mela, you're not sweating anymore, you're not nervous, and you're fine. But the truth is, l'nasashinim etzem aruchni, kim ba'oitzem achibu elav. The only thing that has truly changed, that's changed, is the strength of your connection to it. Before it was very strong, and now it's not. It's very, very weak, it's not at all. Ha'odam is not take min haruchni. The person has disconnected from that ruchni. Hamamshech lias kayim ba'isai oifen. But the ruchni continues to exist. There's such a mitzvah in the world, the spheres. And however that inyan is in ruchni is, it's just that you pulled away. You unplugged. V'chein kasha odom shakur behihur al inyan misuyam. We see that when a person is immersed deeply in a thought about something, when he's thinking deeply about something, and he's staying in that machshava, not a passing thought, but he's shakur in a machshava. Kagon, for instance, Shoshama al ma'ayra ma'atziv chasu shalom. For instance, if chasu shalom, we hear about something that's terrible, something that makes us very, very sad. So you can become completely matsui in that hero, in that thought. Completely matsui in that. And you could almost experience that terrible thing that some friend or family of yours has been through. You could almost feel it on your flesh. When you become shaku in that inyan, in that machshav, and that hero. If they say about the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh Shvi Shal Pesach, in the Bismedrash of the Baal Shem Tov, when the Baal Shem Tov was singing the Shira, all the Chassidim would pick up their coats that they shouldn't get wet. When they were singing the Shira, they were in such a place that they were crossing through the Yam, and they were in such a mindset, such a thought. That it was Kriyas Yom Tov. And then many, many other things like that, that we know from Tzaddikim, and people are very, very sensitive, who are mashkia their thoughts into something that they could be, in such a way. Ki'ilu ahiru hu makam. And you could, and that hirhur, that thought, it becomes ki'ilu, it's a place. Hamechilas adam ashayba, it's like you're in that place. You feel that, you could feel that you're in that place. Chaver nigash elav levasral simcha gedayla. Now your buddy comes, some other guy comes, and says, hey, Reuven, did you hear? So-and-so had a baby. Who? Now Reuven was, remember that Reuven is in this place of sadness. Because the other guy came and told him a few minutes ago something very sad. So he was completely in that place of sadness. And it was like he was standing in the hospital room next to that person who died, or whatever it is. And now somebody else comes and tells him a simcha. And the new guy that's coming with the Besara Taiva with the good news, he doesn't understand. I'm telling Reuven that so-and-so had that our friend had a baby, and he says, oh, that's nice, Mazel. He doesn't even react in a way of happiness. Of course, the reason is because he's in that other place. He's in another place. He's in that other place of sadness. Mamish. He's in that other place. And the same way that two things can't take up the same place, that's what we began with, can't take up the same place, he's in that place of sadness, and he can't really respond. He can't put himself simultaneously in a place of happiness. The people who go like that for 50, 60 years. Depressed people, Hashem Yirachem. That no matter what you do, you could say the funniest joke in the world. And they come out there. There's nothing that could bring them out because they live in the kingdom of sadness. They live in that place of sadness and depression. And whatever happens, you tell them the simcha that it's not there. They'll show up, but they'll also go to weddings, they also go to bar mitzvahs, they also come to a bris. But when they're there, and they'll say mazel tov, they'll give a smile. But they're not really there. Because they never, ever leave the kingdom of sadness. There are people that are like that, Hashem Yirachem. They never leave that place. And they can't fit in two things in one place. Lach mikein misnatzo. So then, of course, Reuven apologizes to the friend that came to him with the news of the simcha, and he says, Sheposhet hay oz mamakamachem. He says, I am so sorry, I was in a different makom. Of course I'm happy. You came, you told me about our friend had a baby. Of course I'm happy, but I was in a different place. I'm sorry. My mashm, what does that mean? In a different place. Ruchnis doesn't take up space. An emotion? It means a different place. You could be, you can't be in Los Angeles and New York at the same time. But this is Ruchnis. So Ruchnis, you could be here. Doesn't take up any space. And yet, he was so shakua, he was so embedded in that sadness, that to him it was like being in New York. And then when the guy came with the simcha is like something in Los Angeles. What do you want to be? I can't be in two places at the same time. It's a crazy thing because children don't know any of this. So a child thinks that his mother, especially his mother, because he's with her all the time, the child thinks that his mother, every single second, has only one thing in her life, and that's him. And that's why children have a hard time. The first kid has a very hard time when there's a second kid. I don't believe that they ever forgive their parents for that. ever. For such a thing, for such an avla that you did to me, because you can't. The child begins to see. It becomes clear that I'm not the only thing that's filling mommy's mind and heart. He imagined until that point that he was, and that's why he has terrible. Children have all kinds of things with tantrums and screaming if the mother doesn't pay attention, or the mother's in something else. And how hard it is, because the more parents become distracted by other things, and the more people are living in other places. I was able to grow up in a home where my mother lived completely inside of the children, and we occupied her space. That was the way that my sister and I were raised, that we occupied this space. That was her entire space, which made it uncomfortable for anybody who tried to get in there, anybody else. But it was taken completely. That was the entire space. For children, that's an unbelievable chiyus. It could also create problems for children as well, different kinds of problems. But those parents who are raising children while being constantly distracted and having all kinds of things going off and so on, we're beginning to understand the deep, 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 unbelievable damage that causes in the soul of a child. The unbelievable damage that you can't measure with any kind of a meter, any kind of a machine. The damage, the deep, deep damage that it causes when a child is always looking at his father's eyes, and the father's eyes are someplace else, or the mother's eyes are not, or that the mother's not there. And even if the mother says yes, yes, what is it, sweetheart? What is it? But the child's neshama knows that you're not, he's not in your makom. He's not in your place. This is the main damage that parents are causing, are bringing upon children. Not what they think, an occasional scream or yell. If you love your kid and you scream every now and then, the kids don't take it so seriously. It's not going to be the end of the world. So you have these people that they don't scream at all. They're very, very gentle, but they're living in a different space than their kids. Those are the kids that get totally messed up. Not the ones that if there's an occasional scream, it's not a big deal. Not that it's not good, it should be a way of life, but a kid can survive if there's an occasional scream. A kid could even survive. I'm not suggesting this. A kid could even survive against a little bit of a patch every now and then, but he can't survive not being in his parents' space. The children can't survive, and that's what's happening now. These are the androids that are being raised nowadays. You see on the children's face. You see what's going on. It's not their fault. It's not their fault, and it's hard to know. We don't know what's it going to take with these machines until people begin to throw them in the garbage. And to realize what's being done to the children, what's being done to the next generation, because this generation didn't grow up yet. This generation is still young. Some of you are here. You don't remember before cell phone, huh, right? You remember before cell phone? Okay, there was such a thing. Once upon a time, a person would go someplace. And no, he wasn't by a phone. Nobody was talking to him. There was such a way of life. And when you wanted to call somebody, you would go to a place, and then you put your finger in this thing, and you would move it around. And go, and then sometimes it would even be busy. And they'd go, and the person didn't know that you were calling. And you weren't thinking that my name is coming up in lights someplace, and I'm being ignored. It's a terrible thing. You know that someone sees your name. There's this Moshe Kapoor, and the guy looks at the phone and says, Moshe Kapoor. Oh. What does that mean? What does that do to people? What does it say over here? Oh, people look on their phone. They see what it says over there. Except you have these people that always comes out private or something like that. Withheld. What does it says on the thing? It says somebody's name, so it means you know you're calling somebody. So then you say to yourself, man, this time they're not next to the phone right now. No, it's mostly there. Most of the time they are next to the phone. Because people don't go away from their phones. And it says, and they're looking at your name, and they made a decision. I don't want to talk to this guy. That's terrible. We never had such a thing before. It's only a few years. The phone would ring. You took your chances. Or you didn't pick it up. So you didn't pick it up. No one's hurt. No one's insulted. And you just, there was a guy that I knew that he would pick it up, and if he would hear it, like the voice of somebody he didn't want to speak, then he would make a busy signal. he would just start to go, But most normal people didn't do that. So you took a chance, you picked up a phone, and okay, it was a mazel, it was somebody you wanted to hear from. But now you call, and your name is written over there, across the world somewhere, it says your name, it says your number, the person says, forget it all. It's unbelievable. That a child shouldn't fill the space of a parent's mind and heart. All the things that are going on, how a person is so distracted. When the mind and the heart of a person are shakur, are invested completely in something, it feels like Imam is there. So this guy has to say, oh, I'm sorry, I was in a different place. And you came to tell me about our friend Simcha, it didn't look nice. I barely reacted. I wasn't there. Where were you? I was in the sad thing that I heard right before you came. I heard bad news. And I was sitting in that place. And I can't be in two places at the same time. So what do you mean you can't be in two places? It's Ruchnius. Ruchnius doesn't have a place. You can't be in two places at the same time. But he says, Poshet, Hayo Oz Mokam Acher. My mashma. What do you mean you were in a different place? You were standing next to me. The guy said that came with the good news to Reuven. But you weren't in a different place. You weren't in the hospital room with that friend who passed away. You were standing right here. Emes. She says, Emes. It's true. Aval lo hayisi po. But I wasn't really here. Lo hayisi po. Okay, it's very sad to look back. It's very sad to have to tell a child that. When the children are already married and have their own children, for a parent to have to apologize to a child who's 30, 40, 50 years old to say, I'm sorry because when I was raising you, I wasn't there. It's not just because you had to go on an occasional road trip. That's also nisgefährlich. People used to go away sometimes for years. They have to go to make a living. Nisgefährlich. It's not a big deal. But you knew that every minute, your father, when he was away, was thinking about you. Now you have people that grow up in the same house. And then 40 years later, they're sitting together by a therapist saying, I'm sorry that I was never there. What do you mean he was never there? He never went on any business trips. He worked out of his house. And now he's staying 40 years later with a therapist, with his kid, who has all kinds of problems, and he's already been divorced 7 times. And he's saying, I'm sorry, I was never there. I was never there. I wasn't there for you. This lashon, I wasn't there for you. He was there. If you looked in the house, you looked through the window, you see he's sitting there next to him. But he wasn't there. And even when he was talking to him, he wasn't there. And when he was playing with him, he wasn't there. Hold on 1 second. The kid's waiting there. He's standing there with a glove and the ball. He says he's waiting for his father to throw him the ball. And the father's standing there. I saw this and I took my grandson to the park last year. And the kid's standing there. We all grew up playing, having a catch. The kid's standing over there, and the father's standing with his glove and the ball, and the kid's standing, whatever it is, 50 feet away with his glove, and the father's standing down on the phone. The kid's standing like a lembechol with his glove in the middle of nowhere. And the father's standing talking on the cell phone. He's holding the ball. He's not throwing to the kid. And the kid says, Daddy, and the father's going like this. Okay. Turn the clock ahead by the therapist. But did you have? I'm telling you that I used to every now and then I would take my son to a ball game when he was little. I took him to a Yankee game, and I thought that was a pretty good thing that I did that, and I was pretty proud of myself. I was taking this is like a very nice father American thing to do. I was taking my kid to a ball game, and then came up years later. He was angry at me. And he said to me, half the time at the ball game, you were looking in a book, or looking in a safer, you weren't even watching the game. And he had a taina. Inside of his heart, he had a taina for all those years. And here I took him to the game. But he wanted me to be with him. And he was right. I said, you're 100% right. I cried. I said, I'm sorry. I took you to the game. You know, I got you out of mommy's hair. I was doing something I thought was a chash of the thing, and it could have been. But it turns out that it wasn't. It's another tiny that he had. This is why. I took him to the game, and I'm sitting in my own world. I don't know who these guys are anyway. This mantle is already gestorben, you understand? Joe Pepitone is already ill-mammoth. I don't know what's going on over here. I don't have such a shaykhist there anymore. And especially the other team is up, but I care about the other team. The Yankees already, I'll look a little bit to see what's doing. So what's there to do over here? So I would catch up on this. Was also with no cell phones. I didn't have to call anybody back. So I was looking at something. I took a look with him. And it hurt him. I never thought it hurt him. I thought he was so happy that I took him. I hurt him. He said, "You took me, and you weren't even there." It's a good title. Because the child knows the etzem that a person is who his machshavas are. And the child wants to be in his father's machshavas. Even on the simplest level. To cheer together, to laugh together. It's not that my father is sitting next to me. He's in a different place. Not even here. I saw you standing right next to me. What do you mean? How can you tell me I wasn't here? Amos, Avalahi Yisipai. I wasn't here. And I'm sorry, I wasn't here. You were talking to me. I heard what you said, but I wasn't here. I was someplace else. Think about the husband and wife. That means that all the wife wants is that the husband should be there. The husband, the wife should be there. It depends. Each couple is different. But they have marriages. They live in the same house. They have children together. But they can look back over 50, 60 years of marriage. What was it? You weren't there. That's what the Moses has said in the Pasuk. Alei Alei Har, they've said many times. Come up, Hashem says to Moshe, Alei Alei Har, Veheyesham. Come to the mountain and be there with me. Don't just come up to Har Sinai and be someplace else. Alei Alei Har, Veheyesham. Kol Eil L'Shayne Sh'ulim Heim. Levate, Shekoi Hayim Chuba El Ha'etzev. These, of course, are borrowing words. But it really means is, that the guy was so connected to this emotion that's called sadness. He was so connected to the emotion of sadness. He was so shakur in that world of sadness. Ad shedovak by kalil, till he became altogether dovak. Dovak. Glued, attached to sadness. Kemugbal el gvuloisav, and it's as if he was in a place. Akadekach was in a place that it had borders, but people couldn't go into that place. So someone came and told him, "Hey, you know, our buddy Shmerel had a kid. Oh, that's nice, Shkoyach. That's nice. We didn't have a kid. They've been married for 12 years. That's nice. Oh, Mazel Tov." There were borders. You couldn't even let this thought into your borders, because of course you're friends with that guy and you're happy for him, but you couldn't be in that place. You were in the place of sadness. So you had borders. You had doors. You had walls. And nothing came in. And it feels like, "Mom, you can't be in another place. This is the place I'm in. I can't be in another place." Obviously, sadness is something which is abstract. It's spiritual. It doesn't have an address. It doesn't have a place, sadness. She'ef shalayim ekim etzuyin boy, to say that I'm in that place. Gam ha-simcha. Simcha also. Happiness. Ein ha-mokim. Achash yesh laver love. It's not, I have to move out of the kingdom of sadness and now go to a kingdom of happiness, like another place. So what is it? Elo oiz chibur el ruchni echad. It's the strength of that connection, of that chibur that you have to something that's ruchni, that makes it into something which takes up space. It's an amazing thing. Menatek is a adam chibur al ruchni acher, and because of that, you cannot be connected to something else. So he was in the place of sadness. He was completely in that place of sadness. He couldn't be in another place. The Jewish Machshav the Rebbech Kosefer in the Sefer Amud HaAvayda. Marach lahichiyach shakasha odem mahar al tam meichel. The other tzaddik explains that when a person is thinking about the taste of the food that he's eating, or al ke'ev gufami, or he's thinking about some physical pain, al tchusha nafshis, or some emotional something, some feeling. By thinking about, you give strength, otzma, strength. To these, you give otzma, animatzias, to these ruchniyim, taste of something, pain, taste. These are things that you can't look at, you can't see the taste of something. You can't even, it's very hard to describe to somebody what it is. You can say it tastes very sweet, it tastes sour, it tastes good, it tastes bad. Or you can say with pain, it was strong, it was not so strong, it was like that. You can't see this. But if at the time that the person is tasting something, or is experiencing pain, Yahara al inyan achir, we know that if he sends his thoughts to think about something else, not about what he's eating, and not about what he's the pain that he's experiencing, if he's able to take his mind and to be mashkir his thoughts, and to throw his mind into something else, we all know that when that happens, he won't taste at all. How salty something is, or how sweet something is, he won't taste it at all. The ke'ev ha-morgish be'evarv, he won't feel the pain at all. He would tzaddikim that, stories, many, many stories about Shabina Rav and by the Majlis of Rabbi Taka, and other stories that we have, that they were in such a place of during an operation without any anesthesia because it was dangerous, and that by the Chibina Rav, there was nothing, not even a krechs. They were operating on him without one drop of anesthesia. Nothing, absolutely nothing. Just chidush etayra in another world. I hear her mechabres adam al metzias ruchanis shu chayshaba. Because the Chibina Rav by the operation was in a different world, and he was in that place. It was in a different place. He wasn't in the operating room. He was in a different place. Vavikilu motzi b'po b'mokam acha mechila, and it's like he's in another place, and he's taking up some space someplace. It's a different place. Or maybe some shemahai timer, and there Rabbi Kosefer brings that haneirogim, we have a Kabbalah. That haneirogim v'nisraf makidash Hashem, the Jews who over the years were murdered, were burnt, killed, whatever, makidash Hashem, we have a Kabbalah, v'ba'is ha'shah nafsham klilas ahava l'barim yisbarach ad kolos. Who at that moment of being burned alive, or whatever other way of killing, of torture that took place, they were filled with one emotion. Klilas Ahava. Ahava is Hashem. And there's a Masara that those Yidden didn't feel any pain at all. Shas Maisa. They were not feeling any pain. Those, of course, who were Murgal to Inyanam of Ahava Hashem during their lifetime, that this was the climax of a life of Ahavas Hashem, was to give oneself up completely, b'chol nafshecha, al kiddush Hashem. And there's a Kabbalah that they don't feel any pain at all at that time of dying al kiddush Hashem. B'ayis Hashem, nafshem klilas ahavu l'bayim yizbarach ad kolus, Einam chashim oz yisuri haguf. They don't feel any physical suffering at all. The Yamenu in our days, Dor ha-cellulari, the generation of cellular phones and so on, and then in the new edition it's going to have other stuff, not just the cellular phone, it's already 2 or 3 years old, the Sefer. The Yamenu Dor ha-cellulari, ha-avonu mukshetes ha-sais hofcha le-bur yaser. This is something which is very, we see this very clearly. Hachalal mole galei kol. She'enam toivsem mokam. We're sitting in this room right now, and this room is filled with all kinds of waves. I don't know what it is scientifically. I don't know if they're called waves. But it's filled with, and not only that, they're different companies. They're different companies. Just like when you go in Yerushalayim and you look up there, you see that there are 25 different warriors up there, because Gebels has an Erev, and the Charedis has an Erev, and the Rabbanut has an Erev. So we're sitting in a room right now, and it looks like everything's okay over here. But then you have I don't know, Verizon, AT&T, they've got stuff going through this room. We're sitting in a place that's completely invaded by foreign invaders, by these companies, and they're sending these, or else all the tchotchkes wouldn't work. That's how it works. Right now, there's the stuff filling the room. This room is filled. There's very few places you can go. It's not. But somebody was explaining to me how it works, that you can go with a laptop computer into some place, and you're not even paying for the internet in that place, and you walk into that place and your thing can go on because it has your waves in that place. I don't know how that works exactly, but it has your computer. It can work in that place. I don't know how it knows you in that place, but they have all these things now. Because they have GPS, so why shouldn't they be able to? Someone told me that now, just the other day, someone said, someone in the Chevy told me, that they now the GPS is better than it used to be. That it was until now it was knew where you were within 10 feet. Now it's 3 feet. That's the New Year's gift from technology. But now they're within 3 feet of us. The enemy is within 3 feet. Kimalochi yitzhavalach shmocha bakodrachav miyemini michol mismalagarviyah. 3 feet. That's pretty close. It's getting very close. Next year is going to be Mustama Foot, and then I don't know what's going to be. Or like that Chassid said, at least there was a joke going around, that if Obama wins, I'm leaving America, I'm moving to Muncie. I'm getting out of here. I'm going to Muncie. It was Williamsburg, so I got to get out of the country. That was his musik, you know, of leaving the country. I'm going to Muncie. Yeah, it's a different country. It's a different country. 3 feet, the GPS. What happens when it makes contact? There's a person that was telling me that he put without telling the kid, he put a thing into his car that he should know where his kid is all the time, where his kid is driving all the time. And he sees where he went here, he went there. So it's all, what we see as empty space is not empty at all. And long before cell phones, you understand that, molecules and atoms, and it's all, even the things that we're looking at, it's not them as a silent thing, the way we feel it is not that it's Metzius, it's a different Metzius. Eina chalal nitpas kula ide gal echad. So it's amazing. You think, how could it be that Verizon and AT&T should be in the same room? And each one is filling the room with its koiches. But we see in the Bria nowadays that there's such a thing. There's something that's not physical. Of course, it's not ruchni, like in the Shom. Something that's not physical. You could have a million companies in the same room, and you can still walk around the room. You can still breathe, and you can move your hand, and you can walk. It doesn't take up any space at all. Ad bli yecholus la'achil naisav. doesn't take up any room that you can't put another one in. So you have this hookup, you have another hookup. Page 91. Ein usa tzad yamin shel hagal. There's no such thing as the right side of that wave. Tzad smol shel, the left side of that wave. K'marchen motzu gal zeh. Boyd the ace, boyd mekaymes. And not only that, but they have this wave. It's in other places at the same time. Not just in this room, it's in other places. Millions of places. Kol zeh melamed shehagal ein adavid geshem. Hamugbel b'chinas makom. We see that a gal, this wave, is not something which is that's gashmius, that takes up a place. Hadam yochel livcha machshem mesuyim v'darkel ischaber el hagal shabochar. So what does it mean nowadays? It means you buy a certain model of a phone, and you pay money to that company, and then the guy turns it on, connects it, and all that's happening is that you're connecting to a gal that's there all the time. Same thing with sadness. Same thing with emotions and feelings and thoughts. It doesn't go away. It doesn't stop existing because you're no longer thinking about it. You're just disconnecting. It's not like when you go off the phone that Verizon went out of business, or that something disappeared. It's just a matter of connecting. Livcha, so you could choose which instrument you want to buy. And the darko, and by way of this particular instrument, you choose that company, and so you're hooking up to Verizon, to AT&T. Kedei ledaber v'lishma, because you want to be able to use the phone. Ach ba'isa eis, enem uchub l'gal acher. But now you're shakua, you're immersing yourself in this company. And you can't, on your phone, you can't connect any other thing. You can't pick up any other of the other waves. Even though the room is filled with all these other companies. But you're mashki yourself with this instrument, connecting yourself to this gal, to this wave. L'shem kach yesh l'avre al hagal ha'acher. If you want to be able to connect to the other, you have to call the company, you have to get another company and connect to that gal. It's there. Hashi yesh mitziyah shel chibur me'ein ruchni. Of course, there's all a mashal. There's something which is ruchniistic. El dover mushet, something which is abstract. Even though it doesn't take up a mokum, but you can be so shaku in it that you're in that wave and you can't be in any other wave. Understand through this marshal. The world is filled with ahava and yirud dveikus chesed and gvura tiferes netzach haid yisodmach. The world is filled with elokus, filled with all of these midas, filled with ahavas Hashem, yiras Hashem, dveikus b'Hashem, everything. V'yesh b'yad adam livcho, all of our choice is whether you subscribe, whether you're hooking up. That's it. L'heichem mischaber aydem achshavta, what are you connecting to with your mind? That's the hookup. You think about this marshal, it's a half of the gemarsh. What are you connecting to? But once the chibur is made, once you hook up, once you make that connection, then you become in that place in Ganson altogether, and you feel that you're in that place, and there's nothing else, and your mom is in that place. You're in that company, you're in that thought, you're in that emotion, and nothing else exists. You stop feeling it. That means that you just move to a different company, but that ahava, that year, that dveikus, that whatever it is still there. We have to continue with this, but it's going to be a couple of weeks now.